You're a West Coast girl, huh?
Yes. So, originally from California, yeah.
So, and I take it you're living here in Nashville now?
Yes. So, I'm basically, I grew up in Brea, California, and went to college out in L.A. and started songwriting and doing music out here. And then in 2010, I came to Nashville and really just fell in love with it and the community and spent a lot more time there working with, you know, different writers and meeting different producers and different artists. And now I spend basically most of my time there, more of my time there.
Yeah, I think everybody who comes here loves it, ends up staying. Was there a big like culture shock from California to Nashville?
I found that it seemed everybody was so friendly. You know, it's just, it's such a friendly community of people, just from the people that I've worked with, you know, down to, you know, just anywhere. Like, this people, I've worked with people out in shopping malls, people out at restaurants, and everybody was just so sweet. So I definitely loved that. And I love the seasons, too.
Yeah, that is nice. I'm from down in Florida, so it is nice to have some seasons once in a while.
Yeah, it's nice when you get a little spring, you get a little fall in.
Yeah. Well, let's jump to the song, the Bar Hoppin'. That's the latest single, right?
Yes.
You wrote that with Bobby Hamrick, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
How did you guys...
I wrote it with Bobby Hamrick, and Ross Copperman produced the single.
How did you guys all hook up together?
Well, I met Bobby... the first time we wrote together was last summer, and this was actually the first song that we had written together, and excuse me, and we've written, you know, a couple times since, and you know, it was just so fun. It was just bar hopping, you know, it's supposed to be light and fun and something that people, you know, want to enjoy on the weekends and add to their summer going out playlist.
Yeah.
And it really just, you know, is something that it came from a place of, I always say I have little sister syndrome because I always, you know, wanted to compete with the guys and be right there with the guys. And it's funny because you hear a lot of guy country music songs about, you know, the guys going out and drinking and having a good time and catcalling on the girls. And, you know, it's like, well, hey, us ladies like to go out and do the same thing, and we like to go blow off steam and have a good girls' night out. So it really came from that place of... you know, just wanting to go out with your friends and have a good time.
There's a lot of that going on right now. There's a lot of really great female acts and writers and singers coming out, so you're definitely in good company.
And it was really amazing getting to work with Ross when we went in the studio last fall, and he also produced my first single out of some of the music we went in with After Party, and this is the second single out of that batch, and we just really wanted to go in with into the studio with... I wanted to go in with songs that were about fun and relationships, kind of had that theme tied through it. And so so I definitely felt like After Party and Bar Hoppin' kind of showed that side of me and kind of just, you know, the side of having fun and relationships.
Definitely. Well, that brings us to what I really wanted to talk to you about is this video. I loved this video.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love the Nashville icon imagery you have back there, and you know, it really does depict, it's very indicative of, you know, all the, like, what actually going out in Nashville is like, you know, you got all the bar scenes that everybody's, you're putting the money on the bar, and you see the people raising their drinks up and everything, and the bands. And I like the fact that the video had something to do with the song. A lot of videos end up being more art house pieces for the director more than actually something to do with the song. Well, whose idea for the video and how that all come about, and how much creative input did you have on that process?
So Trey Sanjoy actually directed that video, and she directed my first video for You Belong. And I have been a fan of her work for forever. I mean, you know, two of her videos that I loved are Miranda Lambert's Over You and Keith Urban's Long Hot Summer video.
There you go. I'll edit that out.
So I just have always loved her work, and you know, when I talked to Trey about this, she was like, I love the song, and we just really wanted to just make it about exactly what the song is about. And, you know, we went down to Printer's Alley, we shot everything down there, And it was just fun. We just wanted it to be the girls going out, having a fun night out on the town. And, you know, it's kind of fun how you see the guys throughout the video. And we kind of, you know, we keep running into the same guys. And it's like, oh, hey, you guys are doing the same thing, you know. And so, but at the end of it all, we just, you know, us girls just jammed and had a great night out together. And, you know, you see us walking off in the sunset at the end, or at the sunrise, basically, at the end. And so that was just really, you know, we very much collaborated on that together. And Trey just really knows how, I mean, she just really knows how to bring an idea and a song to life. And I've always just felt like her videos are very visually stunning, and she just really knows how to tell a story and thread things together really well.
Yeah, that was awesome. Although it's funny you mentioned the guys, because I do have two qualms with the video that were what struck me as odd for Nashville. Is one, the guys all wearing, they're all dressed nice. They're all wearing leather jackets and regular blue jeans, where, you know, if you were in Nashville, they'd be wearing a sparkly Affliction shirt that was two sizes too small, and some buckle bootcut jeans, and with some dyed tips in their hair or something. And the other thing was,
well, I'll tell you, it's funny because, you know, we wanted this to be relatable all over the
yeah,
place,
of course,
right? So
of
it's
course.
Kind of essentially like you can be anywhere where you're out and there's a lot of bars and you're having a good time.
Yeah, of course.
So it was really kind of an idea of like Sex and the City in Nashville. You know what I mean? So there's a little bit of that that fun, chic, sleek side to going out that you sometimes see when you go to different cities or different areas, but you're also, I mean, when it comes down to it, you're really just going out
yeah.
and hopping from bar to bar and going drinking and dancing and having a good time with your friends.
I'm just
so there's kind of that, shows that two-way kind of thing.
Of course. I'm just joking around with you. The other thing was, you guys are walking just as straight and look just as beautiful at the end of the video as you did in the beginning of the video. When, you know, if that was a real night, if that was a real night out, somebody would have a broken heel and somebody would be crying and somebody...
You're probably right. That's what we did. We did have one of the girls carrying her heels, because you definitely experience that at the end of the night sometimes when you've been dancing too hard and the high heels sometimes come up.
Hey, believe me, even as a guy, I have trouble walking around the sidewalks in Nashville.
It gets a little tricky, especially down there. You got a little bit of the cobblestone feel.
So it's all right, so we're dead in the middle of CMA Fest week. Where can people? What are you up to this week? Where can people find you?
I am going to be playing at the Diva Jam on Saturday, actually, at the Listening Room. Olivia Lane is hosting this, and I was able to be a part of this this event last year, and I'm honored to be a part of it again this year. And it's just basically various up-and-coming female country artists, as well as some veteran female country artists, and it's 3 hours of just original songs, and it's a writer's round, and so we're playing from 2 to 5 at the Listening Room on Saturday there.
So, all right, well, I do appreciate you taking time out to talk to me. Why don't you just tell everybody real quick where they can find you on your social media? You got any EPs plans coming out, or?
Well, I'm actually excited because we're sort of in a phase right now. We just came off the road with the Bar Hoppin' Tour and had a blast doing that around the Midwest, and now I'm just really just busting in writing in the writing room and working with a bunch of different co-writers in Nashville and as well as in LA and looking to go in the studio with some new music hopefully this fall. So so that's been really fun and got a couple things that we're already excited about and can't wait to share soon. So if people can find more updates at Sandra Lynn Music on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and then my website is sandralynnmusic.com.
Well, that is awesome, and thank you so much, Sandra, for taking time out to talk to us.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me a shout today, and hopefully I get to see you on Saturday.
See you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye.